a DLC Media station.
Stay tuned now for a special broadcast of Northview Soccer on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Great Dane Trailers in Brazil. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil. Dropbox Mattress, located in Forest Park Plaza, Brazil. Smith Small Engines, just south of 8th Avenue on 25th Street in Terre Haute. Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden, proud supporter of Northview Sports. Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Brazil. Allied Insurance Agency, secure your assets and your family's future with Allied. Coach's Corner, your full-line sporting goods suppliers in the Wabash Valley. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. York Automotive, with Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Advanced Draining Systems in Brazil. French Funeral Home serving families of Clay County from Brazil. REMAX Real Estate Associates Phil Bohr Jr. and Linda Harms, your Clay County connection for REMAX. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Riddell National Bank, today's banking, yesterday's values. And Wings Etc. in Jasper. Bring your ticket after the game and get 10% off. We hope you enjoy the game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Live from Jasper, Indiana, Jasper High School, Corey Clark with you. Coach Monty Critchell, longtime Washington Hatchet soccer lady coach for 12 seasons. We'll talk to him in just a second. But it's the Northview Lady Knights in regional action. A big match coming up between Silver Creek Dragons, ranked number 11, 17-1 record, and the number 12 ranked Northview Knights, 14-2 with a 7-0 conference record. Both teams sectional champions, obviously, is how they got here. And we have a good one set. Monty, it's good to see you and good to talk to you.
Good to be here. It's a bright, beautiful day. This field is lightning fast. If you've never seen Bermuda Quick Start surface, it is like a pool table. And the player or the team that has the quickness will prevail.
And you look at these two teams. First, we want to give a big thanks to all the community of Brazil, Terre Haute, and the surrounding areas. 18 total sponsors for us to be able to do this game. Much appreciated, as the community is the best where we come from. On Timeless Classics WAMB, make sure you tell everybody who can listen from 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and online from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. Couple injury notes we'll get through, but first, Coach, we're going to go ahead and talk to the head coach of the Northview Knights after the break, so we'll send it there. Silver Creek Northview winner goes to the regional championship tonight against Jasper after they knocked off Heritage Hills 2-1 here on WAMB.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Corey Clark back here on Timeless Classics WAMB, getting ready live from Jasper for Northview and Silver Creek Girls Soccer Regional Game 1, noon kickoff time. Coach Don O'Brien joining me here on the pregame show. Coach, first off, it's got to be an exciting time.
It is. I think your goal is to be ready to go when you get to the state tournament and then take care of business one game at a time. And, you know, we've done that through the sectionals, and now we want to do that again today.
We have 18 sponsors on this game. First time calling soccer on the radio for us here at WAMV, and we're beyond excited about it. But tell me about it. For the ones that maybe not know much about your team, just give us a brief description on them.
This team has got a good group of seniors at Leeds, but it's filled with juniors and sophomores and freshmen stepping up. It's just a nice mix of all four grade levels, and they're all girls that have played soccer, many of them for many, many years at the local club or one of the clubs in the surrounding area.
Now, obviously, once you get to the postseason, it's one game at a time, and you take on a very good Silver Creek team who's bounced back from a year ago. What do you know about them?
Silver Creek's team is a lot like ours on paper. Not quite as many seniors as we have, but a strong team. On paper, it's almost an even match in a lot of different things. Well-coached. They play physical, but it's good. It's good play, and it should be just a great game.
Yeah. You talk about you've been in the regional championship the last 2 years, correct?
Correct.
Now, what do you do to get over that hump? Third time's a charm. You think about it that way.
Well, I think you look at each game, and I think in the past we've maybe not been ready for a second half, or we've made a mental mistake here. So it's a lot of those little intangibles at this level that make the difference. I mean, you're talking some of the top teams in the state. And I think we've been one of those top teams in the state the last couple of seasons. So that's just kind of where everything lays.
Give us some of the names, senior captains, that really have stepped up and led you to this position.
Well, Cassidy Kellett was one. Obviously, offense, she's been our field general to an extent. The defense has been locked down with Maggie Lackey and Kaylee Lowe. Jolie Kellett has moved back to help with that defense with her speed. Because we know as we advance in the tournament, speed becomes, you know, terribly important. And Parker Gibbons, after being the backup for the last couple seasons behind Sydney Brock, has really stepped her game up and really come on strong in the last six games.
Now, Coach, from an individual standpoint, we were talking about it off the air, but with Cassidy Kellett's injury, she won't be playing in this game. What does that do to your game plan, to your team? Does it change anything?
You would think it's a major change. It's more just getting other people to step up. It didn't really change anything we do as a team. We're still working on passing. We're still working on finding space. You're working on finding where there's less pressure, mm-hmm. Trying to put, you know, the shot across the bound, making sure you've got people that are crashing. So it really is just more everyone else having to step up than changing anything we do.
Coach, before I let you go, obviously a long road trip to Jasper. It's going to be a fun one. But in order to knock off Silver Creek, what are some keys you need to mark off that checklist to get the job done?
Basically, it boils down to not making mistakes. Looking at Silver Creek, that's where they win. They capitalize on someone else's errors, a bad touch, a bad ball, or a slow reaction. We just have to be on our top of our game. I think we did that last weekend against West Vigo, and that's what we've got to do to win. I mean, like we've said before, it's one game at a time, next man up mantra, and that's where we are.
All right, Coach, hopefully we'll talk to you after this game in the regional championship. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we'll send it back to the studio. Timeless Classics, WAMB Soccer, Northview, Silver Creek, coming up.
Smith Small Engines is proud to be a big part of this community, and they wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights in the postseason. Smith Small Engines has all the top-notch outdoor power equipment you need, including the Gravely Commercial Lawnmower. The average landscaper can put thousands of miles on a zero turn every year. That's like mowing across the country. Good thing Gravely is built to mow the distance. Visit Smith Small Engines today, 1515 North 25th Street, just south of 8th Avenue in Terre Haute, or give them a call, 812-232-1318.
Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden and the entire department want to remind you that Indiana has a new state law banning the use of cell phones while you're driving unless you're completely hands-free. So stay safe, don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Remember, always drink responsibly. The Clay County Sheriff Department wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights. And if you're heading to and from the game this weekend, remember to always drive safe and buckle up.
Moore Funeral Home is a proud supporter of this community. They promise to continue to provide excellence in service and compassion during your time of loss. Whether you have experienced a recent loss or are considering making your pre-arrangements, More Funeral Home in Brazil will assist you. For more information, visit morefuneralhomes.com. More Funeral Home has been serving Clay County since 1885 and is a proud supporter of Northview Athletics.
Every time you get that insurance bill, you wonder if you're still getting the best coverage. The only way to know for sure is by reviewing your insurance policies and learning the benefits of working with an independent insurance agent. Hi, this is Scott Rubeck from Allied Insurance Agency. Being an independent agent means we can shop multiple companies, like Indiana Farmers Insurance, to find the best coverage at the lowest price. Search Allied Insurance Agency in Brazil now to get a free policy review.
Allied Insurance. For total peace of mind.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jasper High School. Northview Lady Knights taking on the number 11 Silver Creek Lady Dragons. Going to tell my producer back in Brazil, Dennis, that we can hear ourselves with an echo, so fix that, please. But Coach Monty Critchlow with me, former Washington Lady Hatchets coach. The Northview Lady Knights, we just talked to Donald Bryan. Donald Bryan has a record of 57-28-1 in his time at Northview. As we're patiently waiting for this game to start, we can still hear an echo, so if we can get that fixed back there for Monty and I, that we'd appreciate it.
School picks for girls varsity soccer action in the IHSAA match number 2 semifinal between the Lady Dragons of Silver Creek High School.
Let's get a little preview of what the PA is doing there real quick. So, Coach, from a standpoint, you've been here multiple times. You've played in these tough games with the Lady Hatchets. What's it like in the preparation compared to getting here actually on game day?
Well, it's you try to play it cool, but actually the girls and the coaches are all tense. They just want the girls to get into the rhythm of the game, not make an early mistake because that could kill you. And as the game goes on, both sides will relax and kind of get into it, but the team that capitalizes, I believe that Coach said it best, team that capitalizes on mistakes is going to be the one that sails on to the evening game.
As we get ready for starting lineups, you have the starters, Coach, so I'm going to let you take care of that.
All right, for the Silver Creek Dragons, Natalie Day, Anna Wright, Sarah Elder, Meredith Wilkinson, Jordan Hall, Rosie Grady, Carly Troutman, Sydney Ledden,
Number 9,
Meredith
Sarah
Ants,
Adler,
Olivia Johnston,
Elders,
and Megan
Elders.
Eckert.
Number 10,
for our
Anna
own
Wright.
Northview Knight,
Number 11,
Emma Whitman, Maggie
13,
Lackey,
Meredith Wilkinson,
Jolie Kellett, Madison
15,
Corrigan,
Hall,
MJ Fry,
18,
Ava Dorsett, Kaylee Lowe, Violet Carter Keith,
Stratman,
Parker Gibbons, Rayleigh Everhart,
and
Cambry Camber James. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, and one thing to know about the Northview Lady Knights, Cassidy Kell, one of their better players. It stings from a personal level and mental health standpoint. She sprained her ankle a few games ago during sectionals. She did not get to play in the sectional championship game, and sadly enough, she will be not playing here today in the regionals due to an ankle sprain. She leads the team in goals. The next closest to her has a total of 7 goals. I mean, a total of 32 on the year, Coach.
What a heartache. I had a similar situation happen when I was coaching. Best player I ever had.
Oh, yeah?
Blew her knee out in sectional play and had to sit on the sidelines in a cast while her teammates duked it out. So it's a heartbreaking. It's a loss for the team itself also.
When you heard Coach Don O'Brien, we talked to him about it in the pregame interview. We asked, how do you replace that? And it's not a one person. It's as a team.
It has to be because anybody that scores 32 goals is a key component. The next closest person had 7 goals. So, you know, to think that things are normal, they're not. But as he said, you have kids that understand and take that responsibility and step up to it. The thing is, when the ball's open to the goal, you just finish the thing.
Cassidy Kellett, she's been here for 4 years. She's a senior captain, committed to Lee University, so she will continue on her soccer career, but now she can just stand there on the sideline with crutches. And the one thing about her and the senior class in general, they've won more games than any other group in the four-year history of Northview High School, going 67-10. They have three conference titles, four sectional titles, four straight regional appearances, two regional runner-ups, and the highest team ranking as the number nine in the state.
What an accomplishment. And it can only get better as you look down. I realize this is a senior-laden team, but you have I know you had contributions from the younger players. They've kind of worked into this senior atmosphere, and they kind of take the game more seriously than otherwise they might.
They're going with the starting lineups. We'll go ahead and get ready here. Let's go ahead and quickly get a 60-second break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coach's Corner, located at 750 Oak Street in Terre Haute, wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Lady Knights soccer team. Coach's Corner is your full-line sporting goods suppliers of team uniforms, equipment, fan gear, custom screen printing, and embroidery. They're also your full-line youth league uniform and equipment suppliers. Coach's Corner wants to be a contributor to your team. Give Coach's Corner a call today, 812-232-2290, for all your sporting goods supply needs. When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Your officials for this big match of regionals between Silver Creek and Northview are Kyle John, Derek Lynn, Teresa Bell, and Mark Therriff. Coach Monty Critchlow, Corey Clark with you on WAMB. Northview taking on Silver Creek, and we're going to hand it off now over to Coach Critchlow, who will take over the play-by-play, and I'll give my analysis here and there.
All right. This field lays about 110 long. It's about 70 wide. It's a beautiful pitch. It's turned a little bit light because of the this grass normally grows in the south very well. They weren't sure it would work up here, but this is a fine field, and we're ready to go. Northview, dressed in their white, will be moving to our right. Silver Creek, dressed in their white trimmed, rather blue trimmed in white, will be working to the left. The ball's played now. Northview trying to work it through the middle, but as will probably be for the first 5 or 10 minutes, both sides are going to be trying to establish a little bit of rhythm. So the ball is not going to be in anyone's possession very much, but already Silver Creek is showing they do have some possessive skills. Now they find out here on the right wing, Meredith Ant. She's making a run up this left side. She's being hawked closely by Jolie Kellett, and the ball runs off. It's going to be a corner kick, first one of the afternoon.
Yeah, good job by Jolie Kellett to contain the outside there of Ants. She had an opening there, Coach.
Yeah, and she was one-on-one. There was no help, so that was well played. Corner kick, however, allows your opponent to serve the ball right into the goal mouth, so they got to be careful. Here's the service. It flies far side, rolling wide right. Once again, it is Natalie Day of Silver Creek corralling it, but it's knocked back upfield. Silver Creek drops the ball all the way back to the sweeper position. Sweeper is the last defender before the goal. But they're having a little trouble working through the midfield. Play the ball out here wide right, which is the way you have to do it. Now that looks like Jordan Hall pushing up the right. Ball sails into the goal. Senior goalkeeper Parker Gibbons has it easily.
Yeah, Parker Gibbons, phenomenal job. Her save percentage on the season is 0.8%. She has 48 total saves and 9 shutouts on the year.
There's the punt. It's bounding back to midfield. Ball is poked through, but Silver Creek's line holds it nicely. Brings the ball, switches the side up the right wing. Both sides are pushing their backs way up front. Now here's a little break up the right side, but it's knocked down by Maggie Lackey. And Maggie pushes the ball out wide right and sails it upfield, but knocks it out for a throw-in. 2 minutes gone, no score.
Maggie Lackey, one of the better defenders on this Northview Knights team. We do want to thank Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil.
Ball is put in play. finds MJ Fry on the pass. Fry can't do much with it, but she works it inside to Emma Whitman. Emma trying to make a run off the middle, but here's a quick ball over the top and almost got caught here. That is Silver Creek, number 11, which I
Olivia Johnston.
Ball right in the middle, but it's cleared off the line, sent all the way back to midfield. Here's a long ball that sails over the goal line. It'll be a goal kick coming out.
Yeah, you mentioned Olivia Johnson. Sometimes she wears number 0. Sometimes it's 11, which is probably why Coach Critchlow got a little confused there. She's wearing 11 today.
Scrambling down trying to find that
11. Yeah.
All right, it'll be a goal kick coming out. The ball is placed on the 6-yard box. And the ball will be kicked off the ground for you folks that aren't up on soccer rules. We'll get into a little bit perhaps at halftime on some of the rule changes this year in high school soccer. The ball's played up the right side now. Swept off by Rayleigh Everhart. But Silver Creek is really showing some ability to hold the ball under pressure, but now it's cleared back to midfield. Once again, Silver Creek is finding a little bit of space in there, but can't do much with it. But right now, you have to say that there's a collision. Number 3, Emma Whitman, ball over the top now, but can't get over that last line of defenders. And now the ball is played up the right side, trying to find some space. There's no, looking for MJ Fry. But here's a little break up this left side by Olivia Johnston, but she's marked out here by Kaylee Lowe. Kaylee does a nice job. Brings the ball back out.
Yeah, Kaylee Lowe, one of those senior captains, saving a big-time goal there.
Lady Knight's doing a nice job of working the ball up through traffic. It's a little difficult. I mean, you got to figure that.
Yeah.
Silver Creek only giving up 0.655 goals a game is going to be a pretty stingy group to score on.
Well, no, so far through 5 minutes, Coach, it's been mostly defensive execution for the Knights.
Once again, Johnston trying to make a run up the middle, but ball's cleared by Maggie Lackey. Maggie's getting plenty of work out from her back position right now. Seems that Northview is only pushing one target player up front, and that would be number 19, MJ Fry. And they finally find Fry here in the middle of the midfield, but she has no one to work with and finally knocks the ball out. Throw in Silver Creek. Dragons versus the Knights. It's mythical proportions here.
The Knights are looking to slay the Dragons here tonight.
There's a ball. The back three for Silver Creek has done a nice job so far. They've knocked a couple of balls down. Switch that ball out here on the wing. Work it across midfield. And they do find number 18, Rosie Grady. And now Rosie's pushing the ball into the box on the right side. Fires a shot. It's muffled, but it's easily corralled by goalkeeper Gibbons.
That's because Kaylee Lowe, again, the senior captain, put on the tough defensive pressure there.
There's a long punt back to midfield. Does not clear midfield. Again, Silver Creek is holding the ball and finding a little bit of space here. Hawked terrifically by Northview. And now the ball is knocked loose. Cameron, I know I'm going to have trouble with this name, Zadie. Make a nice run, but Silver Creek again picks the ball off. And now we knock the ball back over into blue territory. It's right at midfield. Still being knocked around. Here's a long ball over the top. Is looking for Fry. Fry's trying to run it down, but she's tracked by two players down in the left corner. The ball's knocked out. It's going to be Lady Knight's throw. It was a nice run by MJ.
Yeah, number 19, MJ Fry. She's touched the ball a lot here today. Someone's got to step up in the wake of Cassidy Kellett's injury, and the Knights are trying to figure that out.
Here's the throw. It's brought back in, but it's corralled nicely by the Lady Knights, trying to work through traffic. It's picked off. There's a lot of activity in there, no whistle. We know from the first game, this set of referees doesn't like to blow the whistle very much.
No.
And the ball squirts up here to midfield.
And if you did miss it, Jasper did get the win 2-1.
Here's a run up the right side. It's a one-on-one battle. Turned nicely by Maggie Lackey. Maggie's one-on-one out there and does win the ball. Oh, she won it through another player. Now she's cruising up, trying to find a little help and support. Plays the ball up here and does find Emma Whitman, but Emma gets knocked down for her comfort. Oh, here's a ball through. Now it's down on the left side. Once again, it's Johnston working. Oh, what a tackle. Play. What a tackle. That was beautiful.
Jolie Kellett.
Jolie Kellett. That may have been a game saver.
Cousin of Cassidy.
Silver Creek Dragons working the ball through traffic. It seems like their plan is to play, hold the ball and then try to find a hole in this line. The ball runs here as a foul or an offside call, perhaps. Offside.
And they're not time will thank many of our sponsors, including PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. As we're patiently waiting for them to run down the ball. And if it tells you anything, Coach, about Cassidy Kellett, obviously not playing, but you see her across the way, you and I see her. She's standing up with crutches coaching, not sitting down, standing and coaching.
It was Kaylee Lowe delivering that free kick. Going right side. Oh, there's a foul. It's going to be on Silver Creek. Second foul only so far of the afternoon. Once again, the winner will slide into the 7 o'clock spot tonight to play the Jasper Wildcats. Jasper escaping with a 2-1 exciting victory against their arch rival Heritage Hills.
Came down to the final minutes.
There's another ball over the top. It's rolling to the goalkeeper. And once again, Maggie is on spot. But the ball is fired on a low driver right at the goalkeeper. She bobbled it a little bit, but Parker fell on it.
Parker Gibbons with another fabulous play, another save.
Don't like that kind of pressure, though. That was a pretty loose open shot right there on the left side. Ball's bouncing back to midfield now. Both sides heading the ball up. Nobody's really gaining much control. Northview continues to push their backs up, and that's... That does keep pressure on Silver Creek. However, it's playing a risky game with the speed they have. Ball's outside, wide right. That's Natalie Day for Silver Creek. Still holding it out on the right side. The ball's rolling down near the corner flag. It's finally cleared back, but doesn't get out all the way. Silver Creek retains control. Drops the ball over to Anna Wright. Anna is their leading scorer. Kind of want to watch her, keep an eye on her. She has 29 goals and 6 assists. Substitutions now for Northview. Couldn't pick that number. The front of those numbers are only 4 inches, and it's hard to see over here.
It looks like Fry. I know Fry came out. No, maybe she didn't. It's hard to see from here.
Ball at the top of the box. Still being controlled by Silver Creek. The Dragons drop the ball now. And I'm not sure what that is. Must have rolled off.
Rolled out of bounds.
Yeah.
Well, at least you could say one thing. The Knights may have 4-inch decals, but at least they have jersey numbers on the front of their jerseys. Silver Creek doesn't.
He's called a foul.
Oh, has he?
All right. It's free kick about 35 yards off. Here it is, sailing into the box. It's loose. Finally, Maggie finally makes a nice cut, and she's broken into the space, running at midfield, trying to deliver. She does, but can't get it again past that blue line. Ball's still knocked around here at midfield.
And chasing it down was Madison Corrigan.
Throw in Northview, far side up that left side. And there was Kerrigan Kreider making a play on it, but it's knocked out. It's going to be a Northview throw. 28-25 left the first half, still no score. Throw in for Northview. Headed back to the middle of the field, trying to work this ball into some space, but both sides are all over this thing, and it's knocked out. Finally, it'll be another... Lady Knights throw. Glad we're not tracking throw-ins.
Yeah.
It's a long ball played over the top. It's rolling down into the goal area, but it rolls off the goal line for a goal kick.
comes a substitution for Silver Creek. Looks like number 28 is going to come in, Coach.
Carson Sidebottom. And it looks like she's going to spell Olivia Johnston, which we're glad. She's been making some runs up this left side quite a bit this first half.
Probably out of breath.
Well, let's just keep her off. Let's get something working here. All right, once more, Silver Creek playing right across the middle of the field. Maggie Lackey making one stop, but the ball's rolling back to the goalkeeper, and Maggie finally clears it back to midfield. She does find Emma Whitman down here. Nice tackle by number 32, Camber James. Very nicely done. Now the ball is squirts up this left side. It's rolling. Jolie Kellett, and she loses the ball in the box now. Battling one-on-one. Here's a quick shot, but it was off the goal line. Good news.
Another deep breath right there. Another substitution. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and thank Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand-new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Visit them today in the Forest Park Plaza.
I suspect, I don't know this for sure, but I suspect that Coach Brian is playing it safe in this first half. I don't think he wants to give a goal up quick. I think he knows Silver Creek would like a goal first, and here's a nice 1-2 across the midfield, but can't make that work on the third pass. Rolls off, looking for MJ Fry. Does look like Kerrigan has joined her up top now, so we've got two forwards working. Here's a ball switching to the left side. There's a nice touch by Madison Corrigan. Pushes the ball off the left side. It's going to be a throw-in for Silver Creek. Lady Dragons launched that ball quickly, but it settled down here and lost off the far side.
They lost by Brooklyn Eldridge.
All right, here's a ball poked through up that left side. Trying to find, that was almost a connection with Kreider right up the middle. Here's a long shot, doesn't have a whole lot on it. That ball was shot from about 38 yards.
And I say that Megan Eckhart started in goalie every game as a sophomore.
All right, Silver Creek. Lady Dragons working their way through traffic, doing a nice job of switching, but there is there's a nice touch by Ava Dorsett. Players falling all over the place, but no whistle. Emma Whitman trying to connect on that one. They're finding some space right up the middle of this field, but they can't seem to do much with it. And it looks like there's a foul. I think he called a handball on Northview. Couldn't see who that was, but.
And while I wait on the foul, thanks Smith Small Engines. Visit Smith Small Engines today at 1515 North 25th Street in Terre Haute for all your top-notch outdoor power equipment needs, like the gravelly lawnmower.
Ball rolling up deep into the corner on the right side. Northview bringing it up, trying to connect at midfield, but that's too long or an ambitious of a pass. It won't work. Do recover here at midfield, but now it's quickly lost, and here's a quick ball inside. It's number 28 for Carson Sidebottom, but that was a little too quick. It was an offside call. Just a quick definition of offside. It's one of the most hair-pulling rules in soccer. It's basically a moving line of scrimmage off the last field defender. And as he steps up at the time the ball's played, you have to have two defenders between you and the entire goal line. In that case, Northview did a nice job of stepping up and pulling her off.
I'm sure there's never any controversial calls with that.
Oh, my. Sometimes I wish you'd just do away with the rule, just let it be free-flowing. Oh, here's another ball that finds a gap. This is... The ball squirts all the way to the goalkeeper, though. Boy, I tell you, they're finding some space in there. It's a little unnerving.
Again, Jolie Kellett with a big save there was able to come back defensively. Her and Maggie Lackey have been doing it all in the back end.
All right, here's the ball headed. Now it's chipped over the top. It's bouncing to the blue defenders, but now it's knocked back. Here's the ball right at the top of the box. Silver Creek does a nice job of turning the ball. Now it looks like it's going to be a throw for the Lady Dragons.
You're off the leg there of MJ Fry.
I think we have a couple of subs coming on, one for each team.
And we're going to have to do this because we got a lot of sponsors, but we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we don't miss anything too exciting. Right back here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During October, come fall into savings with our Jeep Adventure Days. Come find 20 Ram 1500 up to $10,000 off. Lease a 21 Ram 1500 for $289 a month, Chrysler Pacifica lease for $339 per month, or a Jeep Renegade Limited lease for $199 per month. Join us on Facebook for our Trunk or Treat event on October 29th and more updates here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie and Nick are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff at French Funeral Homes. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moment you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, halfway through the first half here at Jasper High School in Regional Round 1, we're scoreless between Silver Creek and Northview. Corey Clark with you, and I'll hand it back over to Coach Critchlow.
Well, we did have one nice run by Northview down in the box. It's probably their best sustained drive of the afternoon, but all for naught. But once again, there's a lot of gaps down here that Silver Creek is trying to exploit. There's a nice touch by number 19, MJ Fry. MJ's really shown some nice moves. Now the ball's up on the left side. A little bit of space. That is Madison Corrigan making a run down there. It's finally knocked wide. It's going to be a throw-in down near the corner flag. We're 19:32 left in this first half. Still no score. I would say I'm not sure there's been a real serious challenge on either goal so far, but it looks like both sides
are. Been a couple of scary sides from the Northview defense, getting a couple players up in fast break mode, but other than that, no.
It's a ball thrown in, and it looks like it's going to be a goal kick.
Pretty impressed about the Silver Creek team as we wait for the goal kick. They were not very good last year. That's because everybody was almost hurt. Wright, Natalie Day, and goalie Megan Eckhart missed significant time with injuries in 2019. Anna Wright, one of their better players, is going to WKU, Western Kentucky University, next year. She was a three-year starter, but she missed all last season with a torn ACL.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a tough one to come back from. All right. The goal kick was not a very effective one. It's kind of smothered out there. It'll be a throw-in for the Lady Knights. Ball's put back into play. Lady Knights trying to find the there's a nice cap. Reversal. Ball's pushed lateral across the goal area. Now it's knocked by Lady Dragons, and they're trying to make a turn, but they can't do it. It's going to be a throw-in down here in the attacking third of Northview. As this game builds, you can see that Northview is making better and more sustained runs down here. Here's Fry battling, plays the ball off here to Lackey. It's a pile right in front of the arc, but it's finally cleared back. No call, no whistle.
just under 18 minutes ago in the first half.
Natalie Day with about a 30-yard run up this right side. She's got speed and she's got ball skills. She's still got it, pushing it down. She's carried that ball 50 yards. Ball's dropped back in here to Anna Wright. That's her big gun. Anna still holds it, trying to turn. Now she brings the ball right across the middle. It's loose in front of the goal. Oh, it's finally cleared off the line and headed out of the goal area. Boy, that was nerve-wracking.
And one player, I think, just got kicked in the face, Coach.
Yeah, and trying to clear the ball, referee stopped the clock right now. She was sliding as the ball was cleared, and I'm not sure what that foot hit, but
it's gonna
she's on her feet.
It's going to be an injury timeout, so we'll take a 60-second break right back here on WAMB.
Are you looking to buy a new home or sell your home? Then contact Phil Board Jr. and Linda Harms. They are your local Clay County connection for RE/MAX Real Estate Associates. Contact Phil Board Jr. at 812-239-6568 or Linda Harms at 812-239-1721. What are you waiting for? Trust the RE/MAX Real Estate Associates. For more information, visit philboardjr.com. Phil and Linda of RE/MAX want to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck.
Advanced Drainage Systems in Brazil is a proud supporter of local high school athletes. Advanced Drainage Systems is always looking for talented people for their growing dynamic company. If you'd like to start a new career at ADS, check out open positions online at ads-pipes.com. Since their founding, ADS has grown to become an industry leader. Good luck to the Northview Knights. Bring home a win. Advanced Drainage Systems. Great pay, great people, great products.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back from Jasper High School, still scoreless, 7:22 to go in the first half. Meredith Ants was the player from Silver Creek. They got hurt, but she walked off on her own power, which is good, Coach.
It looks like they're going to call a drop ball, which when they can't decide who touched it last or in an indecisive play like we just saw with the injury, they're going to drop the ball. It's like a drop in hockey. No, it looks like
or a free kick?
No, it looks like he did call a drop ball. I don't know why we didn't contest it, but there we finally cleared back toward midfield. Wright turns the ball. She's got some long legs and quick moves, and you can see why she scored 29 goals.
You can see why she's going to Western Kentucky too.
Yep. Natalie Day making a run up this right corner, finally cleared. Does find Madison Corrigan up the right side, but once more. And back and forth goes the ball. Now the Lady Dragons step up. And ball's cleared over the midfield line. I think they were trying to look for Maggie Lackey. It's the only forward that had crossed the midfield line but can't connect. 16:37 left in this half. No score. Now the ball is switched to the weak side. And here's the ball played up. Oh, I believe she might have been offside. There's no – yeah, he pulled it.
Yeah, they called offsides. One thing about these two teams, obviously the Knights, we heard it all week in Brazil, that they want payback because Northview lost to Silver Creek in first round of regionals back in 2017, 6-1.
Ooh.
And then the Knights have lost in the regional championship for the last 2 years.
Well, we'll talk at halftime about the procedure. A tournament's a little different than regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have a winner. Can't have a tie. Oh, here's another ball finding a lot of space out on the right wing. Wright is on her horse. She's into the box area on the right flank. Brings the ball right across the six-yard box. But it's a floater right on the goalkeeper's hands. That was a nice save. But.
Yeah, Natalie Day kicked that over her head with her back towards the goal, but Parker Gibbons right there was able to get the weak lob.
Another hairy moment, shall we say.
Yeah, my hair on my chest is growing.
There's a nice ball across the middle, a searching ball that doesn't find anybody. Ball up to MJ Fry, but so many blue shirts around it that they stifle it. Here's its run up the left side, coming right to the middle.
Guys, gotta go through the ball.
Now it's back and forth. Jolie Kellett wins that throw.
And a couple substitutions. Can't read that from here, but we'll go ahead and thank Clay County Sheriff Paul Hardin. He's sponsoring this game and proudly supports the North Unites. And remember, while driving, seatbelt on, cell phone down, and eyes on the road.
You know, that's interesting. They got their numbers on the shorts.
Yeah.
Well, ball off. It's going to be Lady Dragons throw. Quick throw up this left side. It's headed down into the corner. Here goes Johnston after it. Finally rolls off. It's going to be a goal kick.
Do you think we'll see more aggressiveness from the Knights offensively in the second half? Or is this the game they're kind of playing? Or is it because Silver Creek's forcing their hand?
Well, I'm not sure. I know that initially they only had one player going forward, and I'm pretty sure he just wanted to keep players back. But now as the halves roll on, it looks like we're getting a little more confident. We're sending more numbers forward, and that's what we got to have if we're going to score. Maybe waiting for a foul down close where we can, I don't know about your free kicks, but that's a very useful weapon. That was the winner in that first game.
Yep.
Ball down in the left corner, still being held. Natalie Day, co-captain, has got it. Now it's cleared back to midfield, but there's a nice break by Fry. Fry is very active. Still trying to work through. Every time you get one touch on the ball, you've got to fight through another player.
And MJ Fry, only a freshman, too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The ball is played wide left, but there's no one there. So it's going to roll off for Lady Dragons' throw. We're down to 12:47. Left in this first half. There is no score in this half. This is a semifinal of the Class 2A Girls Soccer Sectional from Jasper. It's a battle right in front of us. A lot of shoving and pushing.
Nice move.
Here's a ball played over the top. And still, Maggie Lackey surrounded by three players. And she gets the call against her. That was a tough one.
Did they throw her to the ground?
Well, it was shoulder-to-shoulder contact, but there's a lot of grabbing by both sides, and they just called the second foul, I guess. Happens a lot. All right. Here, ball at midfield. Played over here to Fry, but it rolls off. It's going to be a Northview throw, however. I have to say this, it looks like Northview is getting more confidence as this game goes on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you lose your score that you count on to be the go-to person, it kind of shakes you. You have to kind of reorient yourself, and she's not going to be around for a number of games, so they're going to have to find a way for everyone to step up and to carry a little bit of the load. But it looks like a player like Fry, it looks like she's really trying hard.
As a freshman, give credit to her.
Yeah. There's number 10, Cameron. There's a ball right up the gut. That could be a dangerous ball, but it looks like...
Lackey got a clothesline, and nothing was called?
All's fair. She got there second. Be a throw-in down here deep. But that's the first ball that really split the defenders, and that's kind of important. If we can get some numbers up there, we can make it work. Here's the throw up this right side. Plenty of blue shirts around it. It's fierce battle down here in the corner. Nobody has much room to work with. And there's an example of it. Silver Creek player gets decked, and the ball is a throw-in for Northview. I guess it goes both ways, right?
Yeah, knocked her down on their backside.
All right, still another throw down deep, just about 10 yards off the corner flag. Here's the throw into the box. It's headed out. Now it's knocked out again. There's not much room down there, so you probably can't do a whole lot with it, but you can keep advancing the ball down there and perhaps get a corner out of this thing.
Yeah, 10 minutes left in the half, Coach.
Throw in. Down rolls off for a goal kick. Yeah, that's probably not the way we planned it, but
As we wait for the throw-in, let's give a big thanks to Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Brazil. They're serving Clay County, and they have been since 1885.
All right, goal kick coming out.
Meredith Ants comes back in.
Something's being made.
That's good to see after she went down with that injury.
Oh, there's a collision. Oh, yeah, there's a foul.
Now, Lackey looked like an absolute just drill trucked her like a football game. I know this is called football, but
well,
this
is
American football.
It's a testing to see how much you can get away with. And so running over somebody probably is the line.
Now, one of the officials, I believe, is talking with Maggie Lackey as she walks up the field.
Here's the kick. Back to midfield. Ball played up this left side. Does find Meredith Ants. Now she plays it back to the middle, but misses her connection with Natalie Day, and the ball's cleared back to midfield, rolling far side.
Well, I think Ants and Day had a little bit of room, but just a bad pass to Day behind her. Kind of wrecked the whole plan there.
Cameron James made a nice step up, won that ball. There's a nice turn by Cameron Zady. But right of Silver Creek now has that ball. She's cruising up this right side. She's across midfield. She's driving deep. She lays the ball up the right side. Here's a shot. Oh, it sails right across the goal to the far side. Here's a ball turned back. It's punted. It's hammered out with hands. Here's another shot on goal. It's knocked down by the defense. And here's another shot.
And this one will hit the scoreboard.
That's a sequence of four shots in a row on the goalkeeper.
Yeah, you can say give credit, but they allowed him down there. But then the Parker Gibbons, Maggie Lackey and company, they all buckled down there, and they didn't panic.
He had right, left, and two center shots.
Woo. Too many shots for my liking, Coach.
Yeah. That kind of pressure needs to be dealt with. There's a header right up the middle, right just outside of the goal area. Trying to clear the ball out. There's plenty. Now Karam's off the wall. It's still loose in the box. A quick shot, but it's a one-hopper right to Gibbons.
Another save by Parker Gibbons.
Shots are starting to mount up on Northview. Here's the punt back to midfield. Madison Corrigan trying to make a settle on it. Ball squirts up the right side. Once again, that is Day out on the right wing. She and Wright really work well together. Neither one of them can cross that ball deep from the corner.
Gotta
be aware of that. 6:56 left in this first half. No score. It's a beautiful day here. I think the high today is going to be 66 down here. Throw in down the right side, down near the corner flag. Picked off by Northview's defense. Makes a nice play here. Oh, loses the ball right in the middle. Having difficulty clearing that ball wide. Emma Whitman trying to work the ball out here on the left side, but loses the ball. Silver Creek making some nice short passes. Can't make that third one, however. Here's the ball at the right side. The ball is misplayed and rolls off. Due to some pressure from Maggie Lackey.
Sarah Elder couldn't control it there for Silver Creek. Now North, you get the chance down on Silver Creek's side.
Whitman with the throw. Can't connect. Northview brings it out here. This is right. She's on her horse. She's moving through midfield. Now she plays the ball right up the middle. It's a race for the ball right at the top of the box, and it's cleared out. That's a nice play by Mercedes Talakia. Is that it?
Number 31?
I thought it was 28.
I believe it was 31 for Northview. Rayleigh Everhart.
All right. I'll go with your eyes. All right, down in the corner. Wright trying to turn. She is smothered. Still a throw in for Silver Creek. Got one lone striker out at midfield. Everyone else is back defending. The ball is worked back here outside the box area. Oh, boy, the ball squirts into the goal area. A quick shot. It's smothered. right now recovers the ball outside of the goal area about 30 yards. Now she makes a lateral run and is looking and looking, still holding. Plays the ball up here on the right, but it's picked off. It was a nice defensive effort out there by Cameron James. All right. So there's a steal by Madison Corrigan up the left side. Madison plays the ball in, but can't connect. Runs off. It's going to be a throw in. Lady Dragons throw.
4:20 to go until halftime. Too many close shots for my liking right now, Coach.
Yeah. Ball's kicked over the top toward the Silver Creek goal, but Silver Creek turns the ball, and now they find that weak side. Ball coming right up the gut. Still holding the ball. Wright has been moved to the middle of the field. And the ball is dropped back here to midfield. Silver Creek still holding, still dictating the play. Now ball comes into the middle, but it's knocked back to midfield. And the ball is switched to the far side. Trying to find Day, but they can't do it. There's another ball over the top. Both sides battling. Johnston, Olivia Johnston pushes the ball to the right side of the goal area. She's trying to make a turn, still holding it in the box area. There's a weak shot. It's going to go out of bounds for a goal kick. Well, right now we're just holding on. We're not really having much possession across the middle of the field where we can actually make some serious passes into that last third. We just want to probably get to halftime with no score and try to reset ourselves. Yeah. But it's getting harder and harder because this pressure is really mounting on our goal. Here's the goal kick. Uh-oh, it's right to the middle. It's knocked down. And once more, Silver Creek is after it. Still holding it. Play the ball wide left here outside the box area. It's a turn inside past three players. Silver Creek player. Uh-oh. Oh, no. No.
A late whistle. Oh. They call time. But Meredith Ants again is down.
He must have seen a head injury.
Ants is down hurt again, and this was the one they got hurt earlier. So as we wait for the injury timeout, we'll take a quick break. Scoreless with 2:40 to go until halftime on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. All is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back from Jasper High School on Timeless Classics WAMB. A big thanks to many of our sponsors as we have Northview Lady Knights soccer on the air for you in regional semifinal round one. The winner moves on to take on Jasper. And finally, it looks like Meredith Ants from Silver Creek will stand him a walk in her own power. She seems to be in a lot of pain, Coach.
Well, I think she got kicked in the nose. So not only is she dealing with a blood issue, perhaps a broken nose, but she's also probably dazed a little bit, probably is, I would say, done for the game. And she's been very active down in there.
We do want to give a quick shout-out to the Northview Knights. Northview Lady Knights cross-country team just won regionals this morning.
Very good.
So they're moving on the semi-state there. Now let's go ahead and thank Allied Insurance Agency. Are you protected from the unexpected? Secure your assets and your family's future with Allied. And we have 2:40 to go until half. What's your breakdown of this so far, Coach?
Well, I think we're right now we had some thrust. We had some initial shyness, but then we got a little confidence up. But these last 5 minutes, we've been holding onto our shorts. I mean, we're slipping and sliding all over the place. We're just escaping a goal by the skin of our neck. So we got to settle down, at least get into halftime so we can compose ourselves. What the problem is, our backs are really loose on these forwards. They're finding all kinds of room, and these balls are splitting the defenders, and that means the defenders have to turn and sprint while the forwards already have a momentum going forward. So we've got to definitely turn, tighten up that space and control the ball at midfield a little more than we're doing. We've had a few opportunities down in there to get the ball wide, but few and far between.
So some more running on and off the field. Meredith Ants is officially off the field. We still haven't resumed playing time. Looks like someone's going to go talk to an official or clean the blood off the – oh, wow.
Yeah. Didn't want to mention that. But
no.
Yeah, it has to be sterilized and cleaned off.
Well, while we do that, let's go ahead and take another 60-second break. We'll be right back. 2:40 to go until half here on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back from Jasper High School. Things have been cleaned. Meredith Hance is off to the sideline. We wish the best to her on Timeless Classics, WAMB, the regional semifinal round. Winner takes on Jasper at 7 p.m. tonight. If Knights win, obviously, we'll carry that game for you right here at WAMB. Coach Monty Critchlow and Corey Clark with you on the call. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil, Indiana. Immensely 2 hours away from where we are right now. Coach, you had an easier drive than I did, but.
Yeah, it's a familiar path down here.
So as we patiently wait, I think we're getting ready to get back under play with 2:40 to go until halftime, still scoreless.
Both sides getting a little encouragement from their fans. We've got a nice contingent from Northview here.
Oh, yeah.
Likewise from Silver Creek. All right, so the ball will be put in play. It looks like a drop ball, but there's only the Lady Knights involved in this. So here's the service back to midfield. Wright gains control, tries to make a quick counter. Northview with a nice short game, trying to weave those passes through, but now the ball's knocked through a gap, rolling to the goal of Silver Creek, but no one is there. And they will turn the ball and play it up the right wing. And the ball's knocked out for a throw-in. We're down to 2 minutes now left in the half with several stoppages for injuries in this half. It seemed like it's been going on forever.
Yeah, currently 12:54 Eastern time, so it's been about a 50-minute half so far.
Throw in far side. Lady Dragons put the ball in play. Now they bang the ball up the right side, but it goes off. Throw in. Lady Knights.
In for Northview, number 23, Ava Dorsett.
Okay, so this is the danger zone for a coach. Both sides looking to get into halftime, but a mistake and bang, you get some bad news. Now we got a throw for Northview down in the attacking third of the field. Ball is launched down in there. It's rolling into the box, but there's no one there for Northview to deal with it. It's a nice touch by Rayleigh Everhart up this left side. Now she breaks into the clear on the left box. Fires a shot. It's up high. It was bobbled off the hands of the goalkeeper, but it was a nice effort.
Good save by Megan Eckhart. The Knights thought they had something fishing there.
Now with 45 seconds left, Wright sends the ball over the left side. It's going to roll off for throw-in. Pretty glad of that.
Who shot that, Coach?
That was, I think it's Rayleigh Everhart.
Okay.
I'm smelling pasta pretty strong. And you're mean. You're so mean. All right, here's a throw in. 15 seconds left in the half.
Go.
All right, that's probably going to be it. The countdown of the final 10 seconds is going. Throw in for Northview. And that's going to be it.
I think they're going to be happy going to halftime. Tied at zero. So, Coach, we're going to send it to halftime. Big thanks for you all listening. The first half is exciting back and forth. A lot of defense, a lot of shots for Silver Creek, more than what Northview had. But regardless, the scoreboard reads 0-0 at halftime. We're going to take about a four-minute break here from the Jasper High School Regional between Northview and Silver Creek on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Smith Small Engines is proud to be a big part of this community, and they wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights in the postseason. Smith Small Engines has all the top-notch outdoor power equipment you need, including the Gravely commercial lawnmower. The average landscaper can put thousands of miles on a zero turn every year. That's like mowing across the country. Good thing Gravely is built to mow the distance. Visit Smith Small Engines today, 1515 North 25th Street, just south of 8th Avenue in Terre Haute, or give them a call, 812-232-1318.
Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden and the entire department want to remind you that Indiana has a new state law banning the use of cell phones while you're driving unless you're completely hands-free. So stay safe, don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Remember, always drink responsibly. The Clay County Sheriff Department wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights. And if you're heading to and from the game this weekend, remember to always drive safe and buckle up.
Moore Funeral Home is a proud supporter of this community. They promise to continue to provide excellence in service and compassion during your time of loss. Whether you have experienced a recent loss or are considering making your pre-arrangements, Moore Funeral Home in Brazil will assist you. For more information, visit moorefuneralhomes.com. Moore Funeral Home has been serving Clay County since 1885 and is a proud supporter of Northview Athletics.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, Indiana Farmers Insurance and Allied Insurance Agency can help you manage risk. This is Dale Lockmiller from Allied Insurance Agency. As farmers ourselves, we know that each farm is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage. When was the last time you got a quote to see if you're still getting the best deal? Search Allied Insurance Agency today in Brazil for a free farm policy review.
Allied Insurance, for total peace of mind.
Coach's Corner, located at 750 Oak Street in Terre Haute, wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Lady Knights soccer team. Coach's Corner is your full-line sporting goods suppliers of team uniforms, equipment, fan gear, custom screen printing, and embroidery. They're also your full-line youth league uniform and equipment suppliers. Coach's Corner wants to be a contributor to your team. Give Coach's Corner a call today, 812-232-2290, for all your sporting goods supply needs.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
This is Josh Keaty at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During October, come fall into savings with our Jeep Adventure Days. Come find 20 Ram 1500 up to $10,000 off. Lease a 21 Ram 1500 for $289 a month, Chrysler Pacifica lease for $339 per month, or a Jeep Renegade Limited lease for $199 per month. Join us on Facebook for our Trunk or Treat event on October 29th and more updates here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We are back once again at Jasper High School Soccer Complex for the girls 2A soccer regional semifinal game. Right now at halftime, the Lady Knights of Northview are in a scoreless tie with Silver Creek Dragons. And Corey, I don't know about you, but it seemed like that first half went forever, especially since a lot of the play was down in our goal area.
That's because of a lot of injuries, Coach. I mean, overall, I thought Silver Creek contained the ball, time of possession most of the time offensively, but the defense for the Knights stands strong like they have all year. The defense led by Maggie Lackey, I thought, did a phenomenal job. And then you look at other names like, Jolie Kellett did a phenomenal job as well. Yep. The Knights' defense stood strong, but in order to win this game, I mean, defense is great and all, but you got to score at least one.
You do, and it seems like most of our efforts were up the middle. The ball's trying to get over the top, just couldn't do it. We need to explore those flanks because their three backs are right in the middle of the field, and I think that there's a little room out here on each wing to exploit. So we'll see what Coach Bryan has to do to make adjustments in that second half. The one thing you don't want to do is tinker a whole lot so you leave those backs confused, because one goal can make it stand in this tournament, and he's certainly aware of that.
When I was doing my game prep for this, we talk about now Silver Creek's head coach, Patrick Anderson. Last year we talked about it earlier in the broadcast, but if you're just joining us, a lot of injuries last year. They were out without their better players in Wright, Natalia Day, goalie Megan Eckhart, missed significant time with injuries. Wright tore ACL, so she's a three-year starter, Western Kentucky University commit. But he said a quote in the article I read from this past week, said, "We faced so much adversity last year, and that has made the season so much more enjoyable. Our seniors and captains have done a great job leading this team and keeping us focused, and that's one thing you have to do, stay focused coming up in the second half. But the Knights got to find a way, as you said, to flank up the field offensively and get a couple more shots off." We do want to thank our sponsors, including Coach's Corner, your full-line sporting goods suppliers in the Wabash Valley. Visit them in Terre Haute this week. That's Coach's Corner in Terre Haute. We'll take a quick break, come back, and I know Coach said he wanted to talk about some new rule changes this year in soccer. We'll talk about that and the second half coming up here. Scoreless from Jasper High School in the regional semifinal round between Northview and Silver Creek on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie and Nick are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff at French Funeral Homes. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moment you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here on WAMB from Jasper High School for the regional semifinal. Coach Monty Critchlow, longtime Lady Hatchets coach of Washington, to my right-hand side. Corey Clark with you. Just 12 hours removed from a big football game win last night for the North Unites. They knocked off Indian Creek, where they won the WIC football championship, and now they're back in action in 6 days. Back in this kind of neck of the woods down south from Terre Haute, Brazil area, where they're going to be going to Evansville to take on Evansville Memorial. That'll be an 8 p.m. Eastern time kickoff, 7 p.m. Central time. We're on air 15 minutes before the kickoff begins. Brad Wallace and myself on the call on Friday. But we got soccer to talk about now. Not the American football, but the real football.
Real football.
About a minute to go until we get ready for the second half of play. Scoreless between number 11-ranked Silver Creek Dragons, who are 17-1 coming into this year on a 10-game winning streak. And coach said that one loss they had kind of woke up their team. And number 12-ranked North Unites, 14-2 on the year, 7-0 in conference play. This team had a win streak currently at 4 right now. The highest this year they had was a 10-game win streak. So both these teams very, very obviously adapted to winning.
And have to adapt to injuries. That's always a difficult thing. Yeah. But a couple of new rules. The goal area now, once the kick is taken, anybody can play it.
Oh.
So that's a change. Also, if the ball is kicked off of a referee, it used to be play on. Now the ball is reset and there's an indirect kick taken from that spot. Also, the handball interpretation. Before, even the top of the shoulder was considered extension of the arm. Now it's ruled not. So that is a
really
discretionary call by the referees. I'm sure it puts more pressure on them to make a correct call. And finally, shirts don't have to be tucked in. That's a biggie.
And you can see that not, I don't think there's a single shirt that's tucked in.
No, I don't see them. But,
and when you're running a lot, I mean, in soccer, I guess it's they're going to come untucked eventually.
I guess, but as an old coach,
yeah.
I like the look of a nice, clean shirt tucked in. But you know what? Whatever.
Things change, right?
I think they got tired of telling players to put them in, especially on the boys' side. They just pull them right out. So.
All right, second half, Coach. We're getting ready to get set.
Right.
Scoreless. Winner plays Jasper tonight at 7 p.m.
It's Northview. We'll be going to our left, and they're white, but it will be Silver Creek with the start. Referee waiting, 40 minutes on the board, ready to start the final 40, perhaps. If it runs into overtime, it will be 2 7-minute full periods, no golden goal, and at the end of that will be the infamous goal kick or penalty kick scenario. All right, there's a foul.
And I don't think, personally, Northy wants to get in that situation with a team like Silver Creek.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All right, it's a free kick. It's a foul on Silver Creek right near midfield. Here's the ball put into play. It's kind of spinning around. No one can get it. Now it's recovered by Madison Corrigan right at the edge of the box. Pass off to Maggie Lackey in the corner. Now she brings the ball across, but she didn't have enough on it, and the goalkeeper came off her line and got it before it got to the post.
Another save by Megan Eckhart. These two goalies are pretty similar. Parker Gibbons for Northview, Megan Eckhart, both coming into the game with 48 saves apiece.
Here's the punt. Now the it's match. Flicked over the top. It's a little race for the goal. It's down near the goal area. Lady Dragons collide, but they still retain. There's a decking.
Somersault.
No foul. That's good for us, but the ball is still down to right here and just outside the goal area of Northview. Players trying to work it through a crowd. It's really difficult. A lot of shoving, a lot of poking on it, but no breaks yet. Now Silver Creek finally settles it down, tries to push it wide, but it's a nice tackle out there by Madison Corrigan, and it's cleared up here to the midfield area. There's a nice run by Cameron Zady. Ball over to Lackey. Lackey running up the right wing now, trying to turn the ball. Now she chips the ball right in front of the goal. It's loose. Nobody can get to it. It's finally cleared off by Silver Creek. It's settled down here by Northview. It fires a shot. It's muffled. Wright finally gets control of it and gets it back up here to midfield. It's one-on-one battle out here with It's like Brooklyn Eldridge. That's Day makes a run up this right side. She's already into the goal area. Now she centers the ball. It's headed. Woo. Wide left.
Just out of the reach.
That was a good look at the goal, and it was a nice header. It was just off the frame.
But it's some positivity on Northeast offensive side. That might have been the first time they really pressured Silver Creek's defense down low to the goal.
That was exciting, wasn't it? Yeah. Loose ball at the six-yard box.
Yeah, coach,
always is.
Coach getting excited and loud.
Absolutely. It would definitely change the chemistry of this game were Northview to get up top first. All right. Goal kick back to midfield. Once again, the ball is bouncing around back and forth. Finally, there is Maggie Lackey. Plays this ball upside to Corrigan to the right edge of the box. Now she's taking it wide a little bit. Taps the ball back, but she's swarmed over by defenders. Can't do much down there. She's kind of cornered down in there. And finally plays the ball. It's still loose in the goal area. It's going to be a shot. It's wide left. Oh, that was an open look. Goalkeeper was on near post, and that ball just sailed wide left.
Just missed by Ava Dorsett, a junior captain for the Knights. Had a good look.
Probably the best of the afternoon right there.
Got to find a way to get that within the goalposts.
All right, goal kick coming out now. You can see the numbers filtering up for the Lady Knights. One thing about this Northview team, they are aggressive. They are fearless in pressing the ball, and there's no hesitation in committing. Ball's put back into play off the throw. Ball sent here to the middle. There's Lackey with the ball. She plays the ball out wide. She's going lateral across the top of the box. Now she reverses. Does find Emma Whitman, who can't get anything much on it. The ball is finally in the hands of the goalkeeper. And she returns it on the punt. Bounces big at midfield. One-on-one battles. Again, that pressure of the Lady Knights is relentless. It results in a throw-in on the far side. Ball is quickly put back into play. Lackey with a header. Now she settles the ball down, makes a cap. Now she's trying to push the ball between two defenders, and it loses the ball.
A lot more offensive work for Maggie Lackey so far, early going in the second half.
She better be like the Energizer Bunny. She better have a lot of energy because she's really expending it out there. There's a ball returned by Kaylee Lowe. However, it's off the far touch line. It will be a throw-in. Silver Creek now lays the ball over the left side, but it's far left. It's rolling out. It's like it's going to be another throw-in for Silver Creek. 34-31 left in this second half. Already had a couple of exciting runs at goals on both ends.
Yeah, we're only 6 minutes in.
Here's Wright now. She turns. She's trying to find... It's the ball right up the middle. I tell you what, right with the ball is a danger. Even if she's 40 yards off the goal.
Yeah, Coach Bryan will tell you that too.
Quick ball quickly put back into play. Down here about 10 yards off the goal line. Northview finally settles the ball down there trying to push the ball out, but Silver Creek grabs it up on the left wing. Pushing it into that left corner. It's more right trying to work. There's a ball stolen. That was nicely done. Now the ball is banged by Madison Zadie.
And while we wait for the throw-in, if you need your vehicle service, go to Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information.
Throw-in far side. Right up this left side. Knocked out. It's going to be a Northview throw. I think the Lady Knights have done a very good job of containing this potent attack by Silver Creek so far. And the ball's up this right side. Lackey, who's shown to be herself a bit of a star on this game, still working against two or three players, finally loses it. Ball back to midfield. There's a touch by Emma Whitfield. Well, the ball is switched over here. Trying to find number 19, MJ Fry. We haven't heard MJ's name called for a while. It will be a throw-in for Northview. Halfway down the midfield line. Ava Dorsett is going to take this throw. Ava launches it up the left side. Does find MJ Fry. Now the ball is knocked out. It's going to be a throw once more. Got a sub coming on.
And while we do that, we'll go ahead and thanks Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today, and you can apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Madison Corrigan will take a breather. And that looks like Camber James coming in. The results, throw in was knocked out. It's going to be a Silver Creek throw. And once another Silver Creek throw. It's down there trapped in that corner. Not much room to work with. Ball's put into play. Does fine here. Lackey at the top of the box. Whitman now trying to work through. There's a solid wall of blue. It's finally cleared back here to midfield. Looks like they have finally moved right up to more of an attacking midfielder. But Northview does a nice job of stopping that attack. The ball's back on the right's foot. She's trying to make a turn, collecting plenty of crowd. Now the ball's played over the top. It's running back toward Northview goal. Touched wide by Rayleigh Everhart and knocked out. But it is going to be a throw-in for Northview.
You see anything different from Northview's play in the second half compared to the first half yet, Coach?
No, I haven't. I did not notice Lackey, Whitman, and Fry all up top. Yeah. It looks like they are now.
That had been an adjustment.
And the result is we're getting a little bit more action.
There we go.
These kids are playing their hearts out. The thing is that we don't have as many numbers back now, so we've got to contain it. Here's a ball over the top. It's bouncing high. Nicely turned by Rayleigh Everhart. Game is really opening up now. Lots more space. There's a foul.
Oh, and there's that, I believe, the rule you were talking about. It hit the official.
It's not really a foul, but it does play to our advantage, I guess.
I guess you don't like that rule, Coach?
No, I don't. If it didn't exist 40 years ago, I don't really like it. All right, ball played left. Silver Creek now leads the ball over the top. Goalkeeper stays on her line, but it's cleared off by Everhart. It's going to be a throw-in far side.
In the match for Northview,
I thought maybe Madison Gibbons Corrigan might leave her line and try to corral that, but she's playing it safe.
Emma Long.
And it looks like Fry will come off for Northview. Corrigan will check back in. Corrigan, the team leader in goals with 7 due to Cassidy Kellett being out with an ankle injury. 32 goals for Kellett on the bench right now.
Another throw-in down in the corner. It's put down in the corner. The one-on-one battle out there with Kaylee Lowe. The ball comes right inside. She's got an open. She's covered up, and it's finally knocked out about 20 yards from the goal. Here's a shot, but it's off the foot of Lady Dragon. Now the ball is dropped all the way back here. Lady Dragon's trying to settle it. Oh, there's a trip on Lackey. She settled, took one touch on the ball, and then tried to burst through two players, and she got taken down for it. No card on it, but that shows you that burst of speed, what it does to a defender.
Yeah, Lackey tried to burst through the two defenders of Silver Creek, and now a free kick for Dorsett.
Ava going to take this. Nobody around her. Everybody's retreating back to the top of the goal area. Here's the ball. It's served into the box area. It's right in front of the 6-yard box. It's cleared wide, finally rolling off. That had some possibilities there. I didn't see anybody really on Lackey at that time. She was open.
Had an opportunity, I think, but it just wasn't.
Goalkeeper kind of froze on her line. She didn't come out. I think she could have. All right. Here's the throw. Down bouncing into the box area. The goalkeeper corrals it on the second hop.
And now Eckhart will come and get it.
Yes. But nobody wants to make a mistake right now.
No. I mean, not a 0-0 game in regionals.
Here's the punt.
What a kick.
And back to midfield. Still back and forth. Finally right now. She's moved up top. Oh, nice tackle. What a nice tackle on a very good player. That was Kaylee Lowe with a marvelous tackle.
Get up.
A collision right here in front of us.
Yep. Oh, there's a Lackey right in the middle of the field. She's got a little room. We've got an unmarked running to the goal. I don't think she sees her.
If Lackey would have saw, I believe that was Cambry James, a freshman. She was running free rein in the middle of the field, and that would have been the best opportunity the Knights had.
It's going to be a corner kick, though, and this is a wonderful opportunity. Coaches practice this all season long. It's the only time you really get a chance unmolested to serve the ball right into the goal mouth. And it can go directly in. That would be a goal, but I've only seen that about a few times in my career.
I've never seen it.
I had a girl that did it twice.
Wow. Was it windy?
It was sheer blast. Here's the kick. It's a good one. It's hanging right in front of the goal, but it's right on the goalkeeper's hands.
Yeah, I don't know if you kicked that any better.
No, I guess you could go far post a little and see if it make her move. But here's the throw out up this right flank. Trying to get right free, but that was some good defending by Kellett, Jolie Kellett. Okay, you can see good athletes rising to the, and you see Anna Wright hungry for that ball right now. But now she's gasping for breath a little bit.
Anna Wright missed all last year of a torn ACL.
Looks like she's recovered fully on that.
Yeah, 29 goals this year so far. No goals in this game at all. Second on the team was Natalie Day with 17. So Silver Creek scored a lot. And I say that Creek has outscored all of its opponents this year, 81-10.
All right, throw in. Down to the right corner. There's a clearance by Lady Knights. Back and forth banging. Worked at back to midfield. There's Lackey, senior forward. Drops the ball off to Corrigan. Corrigan makes a return, but does not connect. It's rolling down in the corner. Had a little difficulty, but it does result in a throw-in for Silver Creek. 29-28 left in regulation. Throw-in Northview. Ball's on Lackey's foot. She's trying to control it. Up steps low. Trying to find a hole in this wall of blue. Can't quite do it. Now Lackey sends the ball out here wide right. A nice turn by Ava Dorsett. But there's Wright running up this right side. A little hesitation, stop and go. Now she tips the ball over the right wing. Nice play by number 31, Rayleigh Everhart, to push the ball out of bounds. That could have been a dangerous ball had it gotten past her. Throw in. Wright on the throw. Square to the goal area. No one there. There's a burst to the goal by Silver Creek. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a throw-in for Silver Creek. Jordan Hall with the throw. Does find right down here in the right corner. She makes a nice turnaround one. She's into the box area. And it's knocked out. That was a nice defensive play by Everhart.
Yeah, give her credit, Everhart, there, because Wright had the turner, the corner she turned, and had a straight velo to the goal if she wanted it. But Everhart was able to step in front and kick that ball out.
So it's going to be a corner kick.
Good opportunity for Silver Creek now.
It's only their second of the night. Here's the kick. It floats right to the spot. It's loose in front of the goal. It's finally cleared back. Finally cleared back to midfield, where Hall organizes it, but can't do much with it. Ball's running square to the goal, outside, halfway up the midfield line. It's back to midfield, cleared out. It's going to be throw for Northview.
Going to take this time to thank York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. Hey, York Automotive, we're not number one, you are.
All right, have a sub here from Northview. Dorsett takes a rest. And I think that was that Eldridge that came in?
Yes.
I think so. All right. It's a ball over the top. It's floating. No pressure on it. Blackie comes up to put a little bit. It's a battle over there. 2-on-2. Nobody can do much with it. The ball's settled by Lackey. She dumps the ball off here to Zadie. Right with that very good athleticism.
Yeah, you can see Northy swarming to her.
Now she goes up the right line. It's still a battle. It's one about 10 yards off the goal. Now the chip over the left side. Number 7, Natalie Day, into the box. She brings it back to the far post. It's down here in the 6-yard box. Nobody owns it. Now it's finally cleared out.
Wow. Here the Knights fans. Silver Creek fans right in front of our field mic.
It's on the counter, but two players kind of fought over that ball and couldn't do much with it. So it's going to be a Silver Creek throw.
Halfway through the second half at 20 minutes remain.
Inexorably moving. Throw in for Northview, far side. Ball's put back into play. Brought over here to the middle of the field. Remember James with the play on the ball. There's a foul. Oh, this is a fortunate foul for us. Sits right in the middle of the field. About 40. Just a little over 40 yards straight out. Maybe 38 yards. It's going to be Everhart with the kick. Lady Knights have 5 players at the edge of the box. The ball sails right at the goalkeeper.
And Eckhart just catches it.
Struck well, but probably needed a softer ball in that area.
I don't know how much the wind is blowing, but it's kind of calm out there. I mean, I see some of the trees out to the north of us blowing, but that's not much.
There's a foul on Northview.
And while we wait on that, let's go ahead and thank our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244. For an insurance quote today, again, that is Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer Brazil. He'll also sponsor our player of the game during our postgame show of this one.
Halfway through the second half now. We're under 19 minutes. Ball shot up this left side, but it goes off for a throw-in. Got a couple more subs coming on.
Subs Northview, number 20, Lauren Rydone, and number 23, Ava Dorsett. And for Silver Creek, number 11, Olivia Johnston.
So Olivia Johnston will come in.
Got to watch her. She got in the box a lot in the first half.
Olivia Johnston, only a sophomore. She's a 2-year starter, backup goalie, and plays goalie for the Javidon, Kentucky club team.
All right, ball's knocked wide here. There's a nice play. I'll tell you what, Jolie Kellett has done a really good job on containing Wright. Anna Wright is a tremendous athlete. Here's the ball finding a little space up this right side. Ooh.
Did they call offsides? Or they call it out of bounds?
I think she called it off up here because there's no way that girl was offside.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a throw-in down here. right in front of us.
Is it a late whistle, or did we just not hear it the first time?
I think she raised her flag. I just don't think the official heard it. With all the noise out there, you're supposed to snap that flag so he can hear that snap.
That's Teresa Bell, one of the four officials for this regional semifinal game.
I've seen her before. She's a good official.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the ball dropped in. And Jay Fry with now's the chip over the top, but again, it's a little ambitious. It rolls to the goalkeeper. We just need a little poke past those backs. Here's the punt. That's a good one. Ball's bouncing here.
Oh.
Up this right side. Here's nice defending. That's Matt Lackey.
And
down in the goal area. It's knocked off for a corner kick. It's only the third one for Silver Creek.
I don't know what was in that leg, but Megan Eckhart absolutely booted that one perfectly.
Well, you see the range of Lackey. She's in the attack, but she's back there defending.
She's doing it all.
She is.
She is that Energizer Bunny that just runs off the sun.
Here's the kick. It's floating right into the six-yard box. Far side. It's shot. I thought that thing
is
was
that,
in.
I thought that was in.
Not. It is not in.
From our angle, it looked like it went right in the middle of the goal, but it went over.
The ball came to the weak side. No one was over there, and the kick, which we thought was on target, went just wide left.
That might have... Take a deep breath now, Dorothy, because you just drew some Potter's luck there.
Yep. Back to midfield is the goal kick. Lackey dumps the ball up here to number 20, Lauren Ringdon.
I don't know if Silver Creek will get another good look like that all game.
Scary. That, yeah. Maybe we're going to get some luck now.
We'll see. 15:50 to go. Tie still scoreless here. Winner takes on Jasper at 7 p.m. tonight.
In for Northview, number 9, Madison Corrigan, and number 33 for
all right.
Silver Creek.
Day is now out here on the right side. Ball squirts back to the back line. That is number 9, Sarah Elder, for Silver Creek. Now she tries to play the ball through the middle of the field, but it's recovered by our own Cameron James. Still back at midfield. Now the ball's chipped up, a looping ball over the top. It's right racing for it on the left side. She kind of overruns the ball. Wow, there's Lackey.
Lackey is fighting hard, but they...
Oh, he's called a foul right on the edge of the box. Ooh.
That's one thing you don't normally see, and you don't expect of Wright to misplay the ball, but Lackey got a little too aggressive there, and what's that going to cause?
Well, it's another really dangerous opportunity. We saw in the first game, Jasper had one from the same area, and they nailed it. So it's going to be a free kick, and Wright is going to take it. Four-person wall. Referee is stepping off the 10 yards.
Right, going to Western Kentucky University to play soccer, senior year.
They only have three players in the wall. Probably need another one in there.
Well, it looks like Wright's in a little bit of pain.
Yeah, she took a tumble. I suspect she'll be all right for this. Resting about 22 yards off. Here's the kick. It's a driver, but it's wide right. 12th shot of the night.
Knights have been getting some luck. I think it's easy to say the Knights have been finding a way to fight through this, but Silver Creek has missed many, many opportunities they've had.
And now you can see their midfield, or their backs are really pushing up now. They want to really put this thing away, and they might make them vulnerable here for a quick counter. There's a ball chipped up, crosses midfield. Once again, it's a surging line. Both sides battling for it. The ball's rolling back toward the Silver Creek. Now there's a foul call.
$2 a ball in the concession stand.
Only the 10th foul on Silver Creek. 6 on Northview. Free kick is about 35 yards off the right post. Straight out. The last one resulted in a pretty wild play. 13 minutes left. Here's the kick. It's a low driver. Picked off. still down in the attacking third. There's an arm. Yeah, it's picked up.
A lot of fighting for the ball right here.
As a self-defense arm ball, but nonetheless, it was here's a ball up here. Wright is loose out here on the right side. She's into the goal area. She's going to fire it. Oh, she gets taken down. He's called it. It's a penalty kick.
Maggie Lackey absolutely demolished and took out her legs. I thought Lackey was going to make up the ground there. And she's going to apologize to the official. The official will talk to her, but that means a one-on-one kick between the goalie and Wright?
Could be, and it could be a red card, too. The rule is if you take a player down who's on a breakaway, it's almost an automatic red card.
Is it red?
He hasn't pulled a card out yet. He may just going to be letting it go. He's already given the worst thing you can do just about. Now the second worst thing would be to pull the red out. Referee's putting the ball on the 12-yard spot. Wright is going to take the kick. She's on her feet.
Big opportunity for Parker Gibbons, senior captain.
Wow. Tough moment here we are. 12:20 left in the game.
Take your time!
Gibbons playing a little head game, trying to get in Wright's head. That's what goalkeepers do. But, you know, Wright has probably practiced these things 1,000 times. Stepping back, 5-6 steps. Referee signals. She approaches the ball, and here's the kick. It's in the back of the net. Upper right corner. Silver Creek takes a 1-0 lead. And it was an unfortunate tackle, but it definitely was a foul in the box.
While we wait for it, we'll take a quick break. Silver Creek 1, Northview 0. They have 12:19 to try and tie this up on WAMB.
Are you looking to buy a new home or sell your home? Then contact Phil Boer Jr. and Linda Harms. They are your local Clay County connection for RE/MAX Real Estate Associates. Contact Phil Boer Jr. at 812-239-6568 or Linda Harms at 812-239-1721. What are you waiting for? Trust the RE/MAX Real Estate Associates. For more information, visit philboerjr.com. Phil and Linda of RE/MAX want to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
1-0 Wright with a big goal with 12:19 to go. The Knights got to find a way, Coach.
Well, I guess the only good part about this is that Lackey did not get a red card. Here's a ball returned back deep into Dragon territory. There's a nice run by Everhart. Still with the ball. Weaving through two or three players, couldn't get past the fourth player. Now here's the counter. Wright is teeing it up. She's ready to go. There's a ball poked long into the corner. Wright is full blast trying to run it down. Can't do it.
So Silver Creek, they're in just full defensive mode now, aren't they?
Well, I think just look at the way Wright was running. I think she wants to put
this
thing
away. They want more insurance?
They want more.
Well, Silver Creek, I mean, obviously I told you they outscored their opponents 81-10 in the regular season, but a 35-1 during an unbeaten Mid-Southern Conference campaign.
Here she is again. She right centers the ball. It's finally cleared. There's a nice organization by Emma Whitman, but can't connect out there on the right side with Ava Dorsett. And here up this left side comes Silver Creek. They lose the ball. Now it's lost again by Northview. Right up the middle. Here's Wright at the top of the box. And the ball is raked off by Lackey.
Lackey wanted to do last time.
Yes, but the angle was not there. She was coming from behind, and she had to slide and try to pick that ball off, and she caught her leg. But that was another instance where you might think that Lackey, having gotten given up the penalty kick, might back off a bit. She didn't back off a bit.
Maggie Lackey, 23 steals in the year. Senior captain, she needs to step up, and she has been this entire game.
Corner kick. 10:25 left. Lady Knights down 1-0. The ball goes off the goal line. It's going to be a goal kick.
Yeah, it was headed out of bounds by Silver Creek, so Northview will get it. Big thanks to French Funeral Home, serving families of Clay County with faith, caring, and compassion. Coach out here catching bugs.
That's a big mosquito. All right, once again, up this left side. Ball is rolls across the top of the box. It's nice work. Found a hole. But I tell you what, though, Silver Creek is really pressing. They are not backing off one bit. And this might leave a...
They're still fighting through.
Yep. It just may leave them vulnerable back here, but we've got to get some people up. It's a nice touch out here wide. That was by Madison Corrigan. It's going to be a throw-in for Northview. Down 1-0.
Looks like substitution number two of Brooklyn Eldridge will come in, a freshman. She'll come in for another fellow freshman at Cambry James.
Another rule I forgot to mention. At the five-minute mark, any substitution, the clock had stopped.
Okay.
That's to keep from coaches like me in the old days from subbing when you have a lead, killing the time off. Here's the throw down in the corner, trying to weave through traffic.
Is that real new this year?
I think it might have been in last year, but, yeah, it's fairly new.
Well, it takes away the coaching aspect of it to keep the clock rolling while you sub.
I'll tell you what, when you sub on somebody on the far side, that's 30 seconds. Can't get back. I mean, it's probably a good idea. The ball squirts right across the top of the goal. No one was there to finish it. Uh-oh, here's Wright loose. I don't know. She could have been off, but she's loose right now, one-on-one. There's a shove from the back. And he called another penalty kick.
Yeah, Anna Wright has been getting beaten up. That's the third time she's gone down today, her third kick. One was two penalty kicks, and now a yellow card, Coach.
Just a yellow? Wow.
Yellow card from Jolie Kellett.
That's still a blessing, though.
Another senior captain. So two senior captains coming up with yellow cards. She has to come out of the game. What's the rule on that?
She just comes out for the play. He can turn her right back in, but sometimes that gets referees mad when they see a coach defiant like that. I've done it before, but probably wasn't the best, smartest thing to do. All right, it's a piddly kick. 12 yards off, one-on-one versus the goalkeeper. And it's going to be right again. She's earned both of them, both opportunities. She converted on the first one just 4 minutes ago. This would be a real killer right now for Northview.
Parker Gibbons needs a big save here. Keep
yes,
it within
she does.
One.
The last time she went upper right corner.
Well, maybe she does it again the four.
But you better make a guess and go that way, because that's all you can do. Here's the kick. It's in the left net, left upper net.
2-0, 8:12 to go, and Silver Creek is running off with this one.
Well, it's one of those situations where you have to kind of, you got to get a goal to equalize this thing, and they got caught with Wright. There's just nobody with the athleticism of Anna Wright. She's tall, she's strong. She's fast, very skilled with the ball. That's why she's got a scholarship next year for college. And, you know, the ball just found her out here on the right side. Well, all we can do is play for a miracle, but, you know, those things happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Right now the ball is once again being organized right through the middle by Silver Creek. David Dorsett now makes a break up the right side. Tries to play the ball through, but gets stifled and rolls back to midfield. Boy, there's just not much room. Now, once again, you find that Wright is out here, the only forward stationed near midfield, and if you're on your own half when the ball's played forward, you're not offside in any case.
Yeah, two penalty kicks for Anna Wright. And we knew going into this game, Anna Wright could hurt you, but with two penalty kicks, that's something you could probably afford to stop.
No.
Defensively.
No. Now, and honestly, she was loose inside the box, one-on-one with the keeper. She would have finished.
Yeah.
So at least you had to make her earn it. The play has stopped right now. They're talking something over. Referee has stopped the clock with 7:14 left in this game.
And while we do that, we'll go ahead and thank RE/MAX Real Estate Associates, Phil Bohr Jr. and Linda Harms, your Clay County connection for RE/MAX. Contact Phil Bohr Jr. at 812-239-6568 or Linda Harms at 812-239-1721 today if you're looking to buy or sell.
Throw in up the right side. Still another Lady Knights throw. Looking to try to get something back into this, to pull themselves back into this game, but right now it's an uphill climb for sure. Another throw in far side. We're under 7 minutes now. Six players down in the attacking zone for the Lady Knights. Still waiting for something here. Has he called a foul? He's right on the edge of the box. He's called a foul. This is a great opportunity for
Dorsett.
Oh, it's played short. Ooh. Oh, she's tripped in the box. Yes, he's called a penalty kick. Oh, what a break.
So clock will stop at 6:17 and a chance to get it within one.
Well, like you say, weird things happen. That just happened. She got chopped in the box. I don't know why that girl went to ground, but it's going to be a chance to pull closer. Everhart, Rayleigh Everhart will take the kick. It's one-on-one again on this side of the field this time. All she really has to do is stroke it solidly within 4 feet of each post, and she's home. Rayleigh approaches the ball. Here's a kick. Oh, it hits a crossbar, but it's in. It hit the bottom of the crossbar and bounced behind the goal line. It's in. That's cutting it close, but it's still a goal.
So clock will continue to run. 6:07. They're trying to hurry up. Northview is only within one goal now.
And you just saw right there, you get the ball down in the box and you keep it down in there, things happen. 31. All right, so that's changed the complexion of this game in an eyelash. Referee's now coming over to, he's put 31 more seconds on the clock. It's now back to 6:31. I guess that's the time of the goal. So 2-1 trailer now, but that's just a minute ago. We were down 2-0 and looking like we're going to get buried. But right now, we are back in the hunt. We got 6 minutes and 32 seconds left to try to equalize this thing and at least send it into overtime. And, you know, I really didn't think, Corey, that it was that serious of a run. But here's a ball over the left right side. Now the ball is right on the top of the goal area of Northview. Bodies flying all over the place. And here's another foul, and he stopped play again. He's going to card.
Now Lackey will get a yellow card. So she'll have to come out of the game.
Well, I think that's a I think they call that repeated infractions. When a one player continually fouls, the foul itself may not be a yellow cardable offense, but it's a continued violation of the rules, and I think that's cumulative what I was trying to think of. Free kick now about 30 yards off wide of the right post.
From Carly Troutman. She only has 4 goals on the year, 2-year starter, a sophomore.
I hope all 4 of those are not off free kicks either.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
All right, again, 3-person wall. So looking it over, referee signals. Here's the kick. It's a curler high.
Wow.
Boy, you can see why she takes those kicks. That ball hit the top netting, but it was a nice bender.
Almost dove down right into the goal, but that was close. So now the Knights have it under 6 to go, 2-1.
Here's another sub coming in.
While we do the sub, let's thank Timberland Lumber and Company. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
James out and Eldridge in. Eldridge sends the ball back to midfield, rolls off. 5:41 left. Don't have a lot of time to waste opportunities. We've got to be careful with the ball. Got to possess it, work it right through the middle. It's the ball back to the middle. played off the foot. It's a nice turn by Cameron Zadie. Once again, it's tough going right here at midfield. Back and forth. Not much room. One, two touches is all you get. Back and forth. I mean, it's like ping pong here. Now, finally, the ball's out here on the left wing. Corrigan, a little bit of a run down. She's marked one-on-one. Now it's cleared off for a corner. Nice. Nice work by Maddie.
Big opportunity here, Coach.
Boy, it sure is. Somebody needs to get on the end of this and plaster it into the goal. 4:38 left. Oh, he's changed
that. No corner kick. Wow.
That was an interesting call.
They're going to give it to Silver Creek.
His goal kick coming out.
But that was off Silver Creek from my vantage point. But
well, it looked like it.
We're up here.
Yeah. No comment. All right. Ball's put back into play up this right side. They're working a nice 1-2. Here it goes again. It's 28. Carson Sidebottom. I thought she had a run, but they closed it down very nicely. Now the ball's played up here on the left side. That was Madison Corrigan giving chase, but she couldn't run it down. It's throw in, Silver Creek. Side bottom once again and gets the ball clipped. Yeah, that's she got there second. Madison got there second. So it's going to be our kick coming out.
3:38 to go, Coach. Down one. Northie's got it.
Ain't over till it's over. Here's the kick up the left side. Now the ball chipped back to the middle. There's Lackey again making play. Lackey caps around one player, around two. She's going square. Now she plays the ball out here on the left. Whoa, that's an offside call.
Coach Don O'Brien didn't like the call. You could see he was in disappointment with his head down on the other side.
I mean, it wasn't obvious. If it was, it was by inches. But we're down to 2:58. We're under 3 minutes now, and we're just wasting opportunities. We've got to be careful. As the ball played, it's trying to make a turn. It's going to be a Northview throw.
They got to play quick.
Here's a throw up the left side. Kerrigan now takes a swipe at it, and it rolls off, but that possibly, nope. I thought maybe a defender got a foot on it, but they call it a goal kick.
Yeah, Silver Creek will get rid of it. So big thanks to Riddell National Bank for sponsoring today's broadcast. Today's banking, yesterday's values.
Goal kick coming out, Silver Creek, 2:21 left. Lady Knights down 2-1 in a really action-packed second half. Lady Knights regain control of the ball. That's Emma Whitman, plays the ball into Lackey. Lackey at the edge of the box. He's pushing it into the box, and she takes a tumble. Oh, there's a foul on Northview. The AR signaled. I'm not sure what he signaled.
They're going to call it on Lackey in the box instead of on Silver Creek. Wow. If that would have went the other way, it would have been a penalty kick to tie with 1:48 to go.
It was nothing obvious. I was looking right at it. I didn't see.
Brian took his hat off. Coach Brian for the Knights.
It's a tough one.
Entire bench for the Knights is standing up.
1:38 left now.
Wow.
That was she brought her down in the box, but apparently they saw something before. Ball's put back into play. Now Wright trying to send they dropped her back, kind of a midfielder. Now here's Northview once again making a run up this left side. Ball's played wide left. This may be it. It's 1:13 left.
Last opportunity.
Madison Corrigan throws the ball down in here at the edge of the box. Still have it.
1 minute remaining in the second half.
Oh, they lose the ball. Now the ball is cleared out. 52 seconds left. It's rolling back into Silver Creek territory.
I don't think the officials saw, but Lackey dropped another Silver Creek defender, and she's still down. And while we wait for that to get cleared out, Wings Etc. and Jasper is sponsoring today's game. If you bring your ticket after the game, the Wings Etc. and Jasper, you get 10% off. Players get 10% off, too, and coaches eat free. That's on North Newton Street in Jasper, Wings Etc.
That just happened to be number 10, Anna Wright.
Oh.
And she is limping very slowly, unassisted, to the sideline. Coach decided to take her out. She's had quite a battle today.
44 seconds remain. Wright will limp, and she's been limping all game long. Northie's been giving it to him, and it's a tough game. It's soccer.
It is. It is. We can't dispute those two penalty kicks, nor the one down here in their box. That one might have been questionable, that non-call.
Yeah. But give credit to Wright. This second half, she's really stepped up for Silver Creek. She's running all over the field offensively, getting the angles right, which is forcing Northview to have to go out there and try and get her to the ground.
All right, so we've just got 44 seconds left in this game. It's a throw-in. Silver Creek up the right side.
40 seconds. Clock's moving.
Yeah. You're probably just going to throw it up that sideline with no room to play.
They want to keep going out of bounds.
Yep. Oh, now it's our throw. 29 seconds.
26. Last opportunity,
Here's
Coach.
The throw in. It's rolling back. Everybody Nobody's there.
Why is nobody up?
14 seconds. It out on the right side, but Silver Creek gets a handle on it. They're rolling it into the corner. 10-second countdown going on. Wait a minute.
Four,
he's called a foul. Three, he brought the play two, back. There's no way.
One.
That's it. What a tough way to end the game.
In the final tonight,
final score, Silver Creek 2, Northview 1. All the penalty kicks were all the goals in this one. Two from Anna Wright and one from Everhart. We'll take a quick break, come back, break this one down, give away our Chad Schottmeyer player of the game. But Silver Creek's moving on to take on Jasper at 7 p.m. in the regional championship. Well, the Northview Lady Knights will not advance past the regional round again, as they have in current past. But what a phenomenal year, 14-2 on the regular season. Coach Brian has to be pleased in how they competed without Cassidy Kellett in this game. We'll break it all down after this here on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Fall is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Advanced Drainage Systems in Brazil is a proud supporter of local high school athletes. Advanced Drainage Systems is always looking for talented people for their growing dynamic company. If you'd like to start a new career at ADS, check out open positions online at ads-pipes.com. Since their founding, ADS has grown to become an industry leader. Good luck to the Northview Knights. Bring home a win. Advanced Drainage Systems. Great pay, great people, great products.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here in the postgame show on Timeless Classics, WAMB, 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, and 106.9 in Brazil, and online at WAMBradio.com. In a scoreless one at halftime, Coach Monty Critchlow to my right, I'm Corey Clark. It ended up being a final score of Silver Creek 2, Northview 1. We will give away our player of the game here after our next break, so stick around for that. But your breakdown of this one, Coach.
Well, the breakdown, basically the difference in this game was Anna Wright. It's hard to contain her when she gets out there in the wing with that speed and that skill. She's either going to cross it right to the middle or she's going to take the shot. Unfortunately, she got through in the middle and had to be, not had to be, but she was taken down twice. And they were both legitimate calls. Mm-hmm. But just a case where you bend and bend and bend, and finally you break a couple of times, and that was really it. But, you know, you got to say the Lady Knights never quit. They came back and got a drop in the penalty box, picked up a goal there, could have had one with 2 minutes later that could have equalized. And this is all without their leading scorer. So, would she have made a difference? Some. I don't know that she would have necessarily prevailed and brought her team through. But nonetheless, this team really pulled it together, got a lot of leadership from a lot of spots, and really came away with their heads off the field.
We're going to go ahead and give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer Player of the Game when we come back here on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back for the final time as we give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, Player of the Game. Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. And our Player of the Game, Coach, we're going to give it to senior captain who was all over the field, and you can explain why, but in Maggie Lackey.
Maggie was very much involved in the offense, making runs down into the goal. But what I really noticed is late in the game when we were trying to stave off these right runs, she's down there in the defending half. I mean, she had to make a 50-yard sprint just to get into the play. And as it turns out, it was her two fouls in the box that were the difference in this game. However, Wright had already broken through. It was going to be a goal. So I think she did. She made a play for the ball. She caught the leg, and that's the rest of its history.
Yeah, Maggie Lackey impressed me, and you said Wright was going to score anyway.
So she was.
She just had the hustle to be able to get down there. First half, we talked about it off air. She was defensively nonstop everywhere. Then the second half, she was defense, offense. She might have been getting watered for the players, too. She was doing it all. So give credit to Maggie Lackey and the tough grit. I would want a player like that on my team any day.
She may be the best player I've seen all year. And I've seen a lot of high school girls soccer. But I think she's got it all.
Got that tough and that grit. But sadly, her and everybody else's season, her career at Northview comes to an end. A senior captain, as well as Cassidy Kellett, a senior. Jolie Kellett, a senior. Camry Zadiak, senior. Multiple seniors. Kaylee Lowe, a senior. Parker Gibbons, their goalkeeper, a senior who did a phenomenal job today. Just got bested by Anna Wright, who's a 3-year starter, going to Western Kentucky. She's a phenomenal player, and she's a senior too. So, last thoughts on the game?
Well, it was a good game. Mm-hmm. We kind of felt like we were playing from behind a little bit through most of the game, just simply because Silver Creek had such a very polished possession game. And they finally maneuvered the ball to where they isolated Wright, and they did what they had to do. But we also hung in there short of our so-called goal score, and we worked the goal on them. Not very many people have scored on Silver Creek this year, but we did it, and we had an opportunity down in the box late in the game to perhaps get a favorable call and, mm-hmm. and get this thing equalized. Didn't happen. But these girls can keep their heads up high.
Yep, and they'll continue on as Coach Don O'Brien will continue to lead this group next year with a loss of seniors, but keep on rebuilding this great program. Coach, appreciate you taking the time to come out here to Jasper and call this phenomenal soccer regional game with us.
It was a lot of fun, Corey.
All right, we'll go one more time. Thank all of our sponsors. Not possible without them. All 18 we got this week. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil, PDF, Box Drop Mattress in Brazil, Smith Small Engines, Clay County Sheriff Paul Hardin, Moore Funeral Home, Allied Insurance Agency, Coach's Corner, Lorenz Service, York Automotive, Morris Manufacturing, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil, French Funeral Home, Remax Real Estate Associates, Phil Bohr Jr. and Linda Harms, Timberland Lumber Company, Riddell National Bank, and Wings Etc. in Jasper. Remember, go to Wings Etc. in Jasper after the game. If you bring your ticket, you get 10% off. Coaches, players get 10% off. Well, coaches also eat free, though, so there's that one. Final score, Northview season comes to an end. Silver Creek moves on to take on Jasper in the regional championship tonight at 7 p.m. Final score, Silver Creek 2, Northview 1. As this match comes to a close, we're back on the air of Northview Athletics from Evansville on Friday for Northview football sectionals. We got a good one. For the final time, Coach Monty Critchlow, Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. I'm Corey Clark. Drive safe and have a great weekend, everybody, from WAMB.
You've been listening to a special broadcast of Northview Soccer on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers in Brazil. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil. Dropbox Mattress, located in Forest Park Plaza, Brazil. Smith Small Engines, just south of 8th Avenue on 25th Street in Terre Haute. Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden, proud supporter of Northview Sports. More funeral home and cremation services in Brazil. Allied Insurance Agency, secure your assets and your family's future with Allied. Coach's Corner, your full-line sporting goods suppliers in the Wabash Valley. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. York Automotive, with Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing, join their team. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Advanced Drainage Systems in Brazil. French Funeral Home serving families of Clay County from Brazil. REMAX Real Estate Associates, Phil Bohr Jr. and Linda Harms, your Clay County connection for REMAX. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Riddell National Bank, today's banking, yesterday's values. And Wings Etc. in Jasper, bring your ticket after the game and get 10% off. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that have made this game possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC Media station.